T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour.
And as Apollo 11 does its roll program, this podcast now does its roll program. The tape is rolling. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Grant Cameron, and you're listening to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. Thank you for taking time from your life to be here.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Grant Cameron, and if you're in the here and now, we welcome you as well. Thank you so much for taking time from your valuable schedule to be with us. Tonight, I have a guest that has done a new book on orbs. Penny Rummel has put out a book, and we're going to be talking about it tonight. I'm joined by my guest host, Janet Dorian, who's living in the same beautiful area of the world as I am, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. She's a little bit north of the city. It's raining here, and so we're having a good time here joining Penny wherever you are. Penny, where are you? Whereabouts in the world are you? You told me once before.
I'm in Washington, over by the Olympic Peninsula in Washington State.
There you go. You're in Sasquatch country. Have you done Sasquatches? Yep.
Oh, yes. That's
well. We have to get into that then.
Nice,
absolutely.
Yeah, and there's a connection, I believe, between Sasquatches and the orbs. Do you think?
Absolutely. That's even okay. In the book about the connection. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So Penny has come up with a book, and we're going to get into it. And Janet, whenever you want, just jump in with questions. We may go back and forth with questions. Allowed you to share screen on the bottom, Penny. If you go to the share screen. Or first, give me some background about how you got into this whole circus and a little bit about the Sasquatches, and because you've not been doing orbs all that long. So tell us what actually happened.
Yeah, so what started with the orbs, before the orbs was actually Sasquatch, in my building a relationship with them. I've been doing research. I've been trying to read as much as I can to find out about the Sasquatch people. And one of the books that I read, I noted that the Sasquatch people can shapeshift, and they can shift their energy into an orb, which I found very fascinating. And so I was headed to one of the author's campouts to spend time with the Sasquatch people on his property. So I was gearing up. One of the stipulations he had was that everyone needed to be outside under the stars with just a cot, a sleeping bag, and a pillow. That's it. So I thought it would be really a smart idea to get kind of used to being out in nature with just a cot and a pillow and a sleeping bag. So I did that in my backyard, and I set it all up, and I thought, well, I better take a photograph and send that to my host so that he can see that I'm really, you know, trying to do this. So I took a picture, and something inside of me said, take another picture. So I took another picture, but this time I had the woods in the background. So in that picture, I went ahead and sent it to him right away. But the next morning, when I got up after sleeping outside, I was going through all my pictures, and there was my very first orb on the 11th of August, 2022. It was an orb with a young Sasquatch face in it. It's in the book. I have a photograph of it, and it's my very first orb. And then that was it. I was sold on the orbs. And from that day on, I continued to photograph orbs every single night in my backyard, mostly. But whenever I'm camping or anywhere else, I'm always with my iPad and taking pictures of orbs.
Wow. Something just occurred to me. It's kind of off topic, but I see the symbol behind you on the wall. And tonight, the big thing here is hockey. And tonight, Winnipeg is playing Seattle in hockey. So that occurred to me. Janet, you've only been doing orbs for a while as well, right?
Yeah. So I got on the track in 2016 when we went to Sedona, and we were able to spend an evening with Tom Dongo. And that was a huge privilege because he had sort of finished not doing too many tours, but he took us for some reason, just the two of us. And it was fabulous because the man's a wealth of knowledge. I mean, he's been studying all this stuff. And so things like Bradshaw Ranch and the stuff he wrote.
Can you hear Penny?
I can't hear her right now. I think she's dropped out.
They've silenced her here. We'll get back to her as soon as she comes back on. As soon as we see her move, and we'll know.
Next around that stuff, and Thompson also. So that blew my mind, and we had pictures of that, and came home, and it took me about a year to realize that. I wonder if those were Tom's orbs, or if they belong to the land, or, you know, maybe I have orbs here. And then I started going out into my backyard and shooting, and, you know, small in the beginning, but the more you shoot, the more they show up. And I think it's acceptance or opening those channels or your antenna or whatever, you know, you want to call it. But once you lean into the phenomena, it embraces you. I mean, lean in with a kind heart, right, Grant?
Yeah.
And not blue meanies.
Blue meanies, yeah. And you're on what we call the Orb Farm. So you have a 5-acre property, yeah. Is it? North of the city.
Yeah, so it's north of the city in Lockport. And there's just tons of orbs out here. And there's the more you shoot, there's more that's going on. And then you start to see all different kinds of orbs. So it's always interesting. And we've had people out, Grant and Desta have come out, and Mark and a bunch, you know, different folks have come out, and we shoot orbs, and they're just here. And it is so much fun just sharing to see what happens.
Yeah. You know? It's kind of weird to see four people walking around with cameras all click, 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 and the cameras are going off. And your neighbors must wonder, what is going on over there?
Well, if they ask, I tell them it's the astronomy club, because, you know, you don't go any further than that right now.
Wow. Yeah. Beautiful. So, Penny, tell me a little bit about the background with Sasquatches. Was that your first paranormal encounter, and how did you get into Sasquatches?
So it was just by chance. Everything's by chance, right? Yeah. No coincidence. I actually had this thought came into my head in about 2018. I was working at a school. I had access to the library during the day at a middle school. And the thought that came into my head was, go get a Sasquatch book. Actually, it was go get a Bigfoot book. And I was like, but that intrigued me because I was like, okay, I will. So I went in, I packed up one of the kids that was with me, and we went into the library, and I found a Sasquatch book, and it was phenomenal. It was about facts, and then it had the kind of like the woo factor in it. So it was a little bit of both, and I loved it. And that one book turned me into like 100 books afterwards. I read so much. I actually reached out to Kiwani Lapsaritis, who wrote The Psychic Sasquatch, great book. Yeah. And that's when I realized there's something to them than just, you know, a big person out in the woods. There's more to this. And so I continued my investigation, and then I was going out in the woods by myself a lot, because that was one of the things I wanted to do, to try and establish a relationship with them. Woods around here. And I was having success, but didn't realize it at the time, if that makes sense. But during this whole time, this is really important to anyone that's having a relationship with the Sasquatch people, I was having dreams with them. Wow. They were in my dreams. And one particular dream that really wasn't, it was more like a lucid dream where I was taken on board a craft. And in front of me, they presented me in front of 8 baby Sasquatch on this craft. And what I was told was, go care for them, enjoy them, love them. So they're beautiful. There are 8 baby Sasquatch. They were all facing me in these clear bassinets. And so I spent time with
there was 8 of them. Wow. Okay.
Wow. I spent time, 8 of them. I spent time with each of them, but one in particular kept calling me back to him, which I found very intriguing. But at any rate, I got up at 2:30 in the morning to find my husband staring out the back window. We have these French doors that lead out into the back deck on our bedroom. So it leads out. And he's looking up into the clouds. And there's this beautiful cloud up above. And it had this silver lining around it and flashes of looked like lightning coming out of it. And then we heard sonic booms. Just like 8 or 10 sonic booms we heard. And then I just mumbled, oh, you know, they're leaving. I'm going to go back to bed. And I went back to bed. I woke up at 6:30 and I remembered everything and journaled the whole thing completely. Wow. Yeah. And then later I found out there's some of my DNA is a part of these baby Sasquatch. So that was part of my whole venture in this Sasquatch relationship and getting to know them.
What does your husband say about this?
Oh, thank God I have a husband that is a believer.
Did he say why he was standing out looking out the window in the middle of the night?
Oh, remember a thing, not a thing. He doesn't remember doing it. Yep. Okay. It was pretty, I was like, really? He said, no, I don't remember doing that. But at any rate, he's very open and we spend a lot of time with other people that have relationships with the Sasquatch people. We go out to different areas like the Olympic National Park, different places that we'll camp at and spend time with them.
Beautiful. Do you have a gifting field? And then Janet, if you've got a question after that, go ahead with yours. Do you have a gifting site?
I did a gifting site for a long time, for about, I would say, a good year. And sometimes it's hit or miss whether they would be receptive to whatever you're gifting them, which sometimes they were. One time I left a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and they bit out of it and left the rest for me. I'm like, well, okay, thank you. And I took it. It's still in the freezer.
There you go.
But that I don't do that anymore. I just spend time talking to them when I'm out and taking pictures of orbs, and whenever we're out camping or we're doing something in another area, I spend time talking to them, sometimes just in my mind and sometimes out loud.
Beautiful. Janet?
I think it's really interesting because more and more people now are talking about the orbs being like a vector, a transit system of energy of these, not just the Sasquatch, but other things coming in and out. And it would explain a lot in, with your reference to Penny about, you know, other Sasquatch hunters talk about footprints that just stop, or they'll see a set of prints that start and stop and it goes nowhere. And that's always been kind of a curiosity, hasn't it, in a lot of the Sasquatch stuff that's being studied. So what's your thoughts on that? Because the orb transit and the energy would kind of add up to that conclusion, don't you think?
Well, I agree with you 100% because what I haven't shared with you yet is when I take photographs, I'm able to get a 1 to 2 second delay. So I'm not sure if you saw the photograph of the Sasquatch that's sitting down by our old maple tree. Yeah. But that he actually shifted into, was a big orb and shifted into that form, into his, energy body, which I call an energy body. But I absolutely agree. But it's not, like you said, it's not just the Sasquatch people, that that is sort of like a vessel that is being used for spirit, for people that have passed. I have pictures of my mother in orb. I have pictures of my father who's passed in orb. So it's also used in that way. And I also think that the our star brothers and sisters can also utilize that, as well as animals, our pets, you know.
Wow. Have you had the encounters with the rocks and stuff like that, where
watch a lot of interviews on YouTube and this and that, and just let's just say in the last week, 2 weeks, I noted three different sequences or interviews of people talking about orbs now a lot more commonly and as a transit system. And one was a Carolyn Corey interview on the Portal to Ascension, where she, around the 56 minute mark, she talks about orbs and magnetic fields and light beings. So that was one instance. The other one, Grant, you probably know much better, is the one with Alan McGargle, because he was a Sasquatch hunter. And at about 51 minutes, he talks about the portal and all the energy coming out. Remember with Alan McGargle, who was the Sasquatch hunter, Grant? You just did that interview a little while ago. Same idea, eh?
Yeah, interesting. Have you had that kind of bizarre stuff, Penny?
Bizarre stuff in terms of...
portals and stuff. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's got some pretty wild stories about the gifting site and the deer appearing at the gifting site and all this kind of stuff. So,
name again, Grant.
McGargle, M-E, and then Gargle, G-A-R-G-L-E, I think. And he's done a bunch of videos, and I think he's in Colorado, but I think he works up in Washington as well. They have Oregon and stuff. They go around and do filming, but like he mentioned the portal. So have you had those kind of encounters? And are you working with anybody else in this venture in terms of Sasquatch?
Not in terms of the orbs and Sasquatch. It's kind of just something I do at our house, you know, on the back deck. Or sometimes I venture out and go into the wooded areas where we have a kind of a majestic maple tree. But as far as your question goes with the portals, I don't see the portals. I don't know that they're there. It's a possibility that there is portals on our property. And that is how this energy is coming through, because it's not always Sasquatch and it's not always people. I've had some interesting orbs come in with different faces in them. So I don't know. I don't know too much about the portals as far as being able to see them.
Okay. So what's your book called? And I'll point out to people, your orbs are almost like characteristic of you. It's almost like I could see one and know that you took it. Your orbs are not like everybody else's. You have like a lot of single orbs, but very clear, very colorful stuff like that. A lot of people will get, you know, the multiple orbs and stuff like that. And then of course you've got Janet and Miles get the one that I always show every time I lecture, is the one with where they have the mists, where the clouds of orbs, like thousands of them. And I remember somebody claiming that, I know what they did. They took a piece of glass and they glued sand to it and they photographed through the glass. And that's what it looked like. Half the photograph had almost looked like a sandstorm. It was just bizarre. And the other half of the photograph, there was nothing in it. So your photos are very unique. What's the name of your book? And let's maybe start discussing the types of orbs that you got. And maybe you can characterize for people your impression of your orbs, because your orbs are a little bit different than the, say, the orbology site that we run, that you're on and I'm on and Janet's on, but yours are very unique, type of almost like it's characteristic of you.
Interesting. The book is called Orbs, the Energy of Life, by myself, Penny Rummel. As far as the orbs go that I take pictures of, they do seem to come in singular.
Yeah.
Or maybe just a few, three, four at a time. But mostly it is a singular type photograph I'm taking, almost like they're saying, hey, we're here, Penny. We're so glad you're here. We're so happy. And they just come in. And I've had a number of photos that I've taken where the orb actually comes right up to the camera and kind of sits there for a second so I can get the shot, which
that's interesting. And they're and they look like they're primarily golden. When I was looking through all your pictures,
a lot of gold. Yeah, there are a lot of gold ones, Janet. There is a lot of rainbow ones as well, or multicolored type orbs. A lot of translucent. You can see right through them and see that like the woods or the trees behind.
And now is seems to be your energy.
You're dropping out.
I think you said it seems to be my energy. And I do agree with you. And I think Grant mentioned it too, that it's something about my energy is pulling them in. And that's nothing to say that that other people couldn't do this or take pictures of orbs. It's just the orbs that come to me seem like they're attracted to my energy. I feel a pulling sometimes at night. If I said, I'll skip taking photographs. And then all of a sudden, 5 seconds later, I'm grabbing my camera and I'm going out there. I feel a pull to go out there to take their pictures, you know, to spend time with them.
Tell us the process that you use, because you use a different process than most people do. Janet uses a point and shoot camera, if you're still using it, Janet, I don't know. And then when we went on there, Desta was using her iPhone, and everybody seems to have a different sort of method for taking photos. What's your method?
Yeah, my method is my iPad. I pop the iPad out of the case that it's in. If I leave it in the case, then I'm definitely going to get some kind of ring around the photograph. So I pop it out so that it's just the camera off the iPad. I hold it up, I put the flash on, and I just start taking pictures. I tap it like it's a little PlayStation. I just keep pressing. And again, the iPad's pretty cool because it does have a 1 to 2 second delay. So you're going to see the orb and then you're going to see the movement. You actually can see the direction of the orb coming in or leaving, what direction it's actually headed. So it's pretty cool to see that. And then when you go in to edit them, you can edit them there's a little slide bar at the bottom, and you can just select which one is the best orb and pull it sometimes right into focus. And that's just built right into the iPad. So I have tried the point and shoot, but I keep going back to the iPad.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned in your book, there's something about you get a 1 second. There's a setting that has to do with 1 second. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. It's called the live mode, L-I-V-E mode on your iPad. And I believe that some of the Apple phones have that live mode as well. At least my grandson has it on his. So anyone that has that live mode, you actually see the movement of that orb for 1 to 2 seconds right in between there. It's pretty cool. It's a really neat
That's
setting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in the past, you know, those of us that are taking still pictures, we're going to see some movement, and that there's a bit of blurring because the orb's moving very fast. And then you see lots of people that are taking videos, and they're moving all the time. So maybe this live mode is something interesting that's in between.
Right. Yeah, correct.
Are you able to see the orb while you're photographing it?
No, not yet. I have not.
It takes a small amount of time just.
Yeah.
Better wait. You dropped out there. Okay, try again, Janet.
I said the live mode's very interesting because lots of people take stills, and when you see it move, in the still, when you see movement in the still picture, you know it's moving very fast because the shutter speed is fast. So it's going like 200 miles an hour. Then you see people that take videos and the orbs are like an orb storm. So they're moving very fast. This live mode is something maybe in the middle that shows you a little bit of the direction just for a second. It gives you a little bit of movement. So that's kind of interesting. It'll be the in between, you know, the two.
Right. Right. And it's nice, Janet, because you can actually, you know, go in there and edit it and actually slide it and find the orb in the full, many of my photos are in the full motion because I've taken the time to go in and edit it so that you could see the entire orb. Otherwise it would be a blur or a streak or a, you know, elongated.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's sort of one more tool.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you do you get any messages from them other than take a picture, or is there any communication going on?
The one I got I was watching the let me think of the name of the movie. It's a Sasquatch movie that just came out, and it's about paranormal, Sasquatch paranormal. It'll come to me in a minute, but at any rate, I had just finished watching that, and the thought that came to my mind was, go take a picture. It was dark out and we just finished the movie, so it's like, okay, I went out and took a picture, and I'll be darned if it wasn't a Sasquatch in his energy body right in front of me. I got goosies right now. It was, and that's in the book too, a fantastic photo of him. So wow. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, so share screen and show us a few photographs. You don't have to show us too many because we want people to get the book. And the book is on Amazon now.
It is on Amazon, correct.
There's a Kindle version there?
We're working on the Kindle version right now. Yep.
Okay, so you can get this.
Yep. Can I go ahead and use the shared screen
my iPhone? Share screen, and it should put what's ever on your screen up.
All right, so...
We'll tell you if it comes up here.
Let me go to my favorites here, and we'll just go through some of the favorite ones. This is great. Oops, I'm sorry about that.
While you're getting this done, Janet, have you got one of your Sasquatches to show us later?
Yeah, not handy.
Okay. Later on, after we see the photos, we'll go through the link. I just suddenly realized that you do Sasquatches as well.
Let's see here. Let's go through. Let me
go get one. Can you get one?
I'm sorry about that.
Go ahead. There should be in the middle of the screen a little green. Oh, there you are. It's okay. It's coming up now.
Okay.
Okay. Let's wait for Janet to get back. She's in the next room, I think. Are you back, Janet?
Okay, I'm right here.
Okay, good.
I haven't got my Sasquatch, but
okay,
I'm
here. Okay, we'll go through the photos here. So again, here's the what interested me is it's like one sort of one guy showing off. It's not like a bunch of orbs where you can say, oh, it's, you know, dust or whatever. This is one orb, and it's sort of very unique that it's sort of very sort of clear where it's the trees and the orb. So to describe what happened here.
Yeah. So again, I get that 1 to 2 seconds so I can actually see it on my iPad screen as I'm taking the photograph of the orb. And this orb is actually moving from top down and then immediately makes a 90 degree turn back to the woods. And what I captured was the orb making that turn. And you can actually see the center part of it in that turn, in that bottom part.
Wow.
That's fabulous.
I just love your photo.
And that's that live mode, right, Penny? That's the mode?
Right. Janet, that's the live mode on the iPad. Correct.
See, that's given us a whole another piece of information, right? The stills don't do. So yeah. That's fabulous.
Do you know if there's anybody else on the Orbology group that uses a live mode?
Or an iPad or iPhone? I'm not.
No. Like you're using your technique on, we're all on the Orb, but you're on the Orbology site, right? The Facebook Orbology site? Is there anybody else that's using this live mode, or is this unique to you? I've never heard about it before.
Anyone else using this mode, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to put the book out so that other people can see how easy it is to take photographs using their, what they probably already have, like an iPad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see if anybody comes up with it. So continue. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and slide. I'm going to go into, I'm not sure how to get the next photo, Grant.
It's just whatever you do on your computer, because we're just looking at what's ever on your desktop, your screen.
Okay. Let me, go back.
Oh, yeah, I guess I don't know why you have to keep going out and then back in again all the time.
Yeah, so, I don't understand either, but at any rate, I'm going to go. I'm going to show you the watch one really quick here. And that way, you can, pretty sure I have it on this one. We'll take a look. This is, do you see what I'm looking at, or
no? We don't see your screen. You got to go back on the share screen again. You went out of the share screen. Go back in again. I don't know. It used to be able to, you could share, just take the screen and talk for half an hour. Now it's like almost like you got to go out and go back in, and so okay. Click on the share screen again.
Now you have to go in, and I don't understand
it. I'm on the shared screen. I'm finding what I'm going to show you right now is my very first orb that I took that got me started. I think that's probably pretty appropriate.
Okay, we still can't see your screen, though.
All right.
We can't see your screen.
Gotcha. I'll share. Cancel that. And then go back into, so I go into share screen. Got it.
We don't see it yet.
Right here? No, still.
No. Okay. Wow. That's odd. I'm pressing the same button, and here's my screen. Nope.
Yeah.
And back to photos. That's very odd.
And now try hitting share again, the button again.
Hit share again.
Share screen.
Nope.
I don't know. Huh.
How did I? I'm not sure how I did that.
Yeah, it was. Week. Everybody was having the same problem the last time we showed orb photographs. This was going on with people.
Yep.
Huh.
And it was.
And then I'll show you again. I'll try and pull up the photograph again.
Okay, but we're still.
And wait a minute.
Is there a permission or anything, Grant, that has to
be? I was looking. I don't see it. It just says more than it, one person, multiple people can share simultaneously. I got that on.
Did you see that?
Hang on.
Nope. Do you have my photos from the book by any chance there? Or
hold on, maybe I can grab them.
Janet would be more.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Okay, I will let Janet look for it, and then.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. I don't know. There's a lot of money for this Zoom thing, and it doesn't seem to work the way it should. You should just share screen, and you can just keep going from picture to picture, and
that's what I was looking to slide it.
And people just see what's on your desktop. I don't know why it is. So Janet later on is going to show us her Sasquatch. She does metal art, and she does. Oh, here comes Janet. Okay,
hold on. Can you see your book there, Penny?
Yeah.
Can you guys see it now?
Yeah.
Are we sharing?
Zoom it too off that
okay.
PDF.
What
can you zoom? Can you make them bigger?
There's your first.
I don't know. All right, we need a 14-year-old kid here.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Well, this is still not too bad. I mean, it's
gives you a flavor of the book too.
Yeah, we don't want to give everything away because I can assure people, and I think Janet will agree with me, these are pretty unique type photographs. So here again, you have a single one. This is, we were talking at the beginning, where you've got to be outside with the Sasquatch in order to experience it. So you've got your little bed outside there, correct?
Yeah. Right, that's right. So this is just like the practice session, and there's the orb. I did circle him in red, and you can see his brow line. You can see his eyes, and you can also see part of the mouth and the nose at the very end of it. It's right a little here? Bit. That's correct. Yeah. There.
Yeah, you had it zoomed out. You could zoom out again. Can you do that?
I see it right here.
Janet, you had it zoomed out. Now you've zoomed it. You had it bigger before. You had it bigger before.
Does that help?
Yeah, it's a bit bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. There you go. Okay.
Good job.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay,
so there.
Now there's center of Penny. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's in the center of the circle. So he's kind of rounded. You can see the brow line. You can also see the two eyes. And also the mouth area, there's a little bit of white, almost like a little triangle area where his chin is. And it's kind of white right underneath that. That's where the mouth is. And then up above that is the nose.
Do you have a name for him?
I don't for this young one. I don't have a name for him.
What about the older one? You've got, is there one that you communicate with that communicates with you, I guess?
I only communicate with him via the orbs, and I call him Morty.
Morty. Okay.
Correct.
That's very common with UFO people too. Like I even skip I just say to people, who are you dealing with? Who's the one you deal with? They always have a name. It's almost, then you start wondering like, what's going on here? Like, is this a spirit guide, or is this an alien, or a Sasquatch, or?
There's another one, Penny, number 91. I made a note of, no, it was 104, and I'll see if I can find it quick because it struck me as, very, very interesting. And cause I think it was the Sasquatch one, was it not?
It may have been, Morty.
Oh, grab the there's a big one. Oh, like move up on that one. Let's see that one. Oh. Yeah, you got the little bar. There's a little bar on the side there. Up.
Yeah.
You can pull that bar.
Okay, or
just click on the bar, the down below on the bar thing, and just pull it down.
The
little arrow on the side.
Okay, I had to blank everybody out here.
There you go.
Okay, can I go to one while I'm on a roll here? Can I go to 104?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, I can't see you guys, but
that's okay. We can see the screen. Well, you can't because you're sharing screen. Let's point this out before we go.
Yeah.
Can you see
we
see
started seeing these. These are the rainbow orbs.
These are the rainbow orbs.
Yeah, which a lot of people seem, a few of the people who do a lot of photographs seem to get this. Have you got any interpretation of what this means?
I looked it up, and a multicolored like this rainbow means unconditional love.
Oh, was that in somebody else's book?
It is. It's on the internet, and it resonated with me. So I kind of feel like that's what it's sharing with me.
Oh, cool. Okay, keep going. Pull down to 104 there.
Okay.
Yeah, see, there's all these unique photos. People should get this. There's page 104.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna.
Number 93.
Go. 93. Yeah, we got to go down. It's an excellent book, Penny, because what I find is so wonderful about this is everybody brings some different piece of information to the party.
Yep. Right.
And you know, as everybody's pictures are unique, yours are too, because of the fact, okay,
there he
so
is.
There
he
to
is.
The right-hand side here, is that what I'm looking at?
Correct. Yeah, you can actually see his facial features. It's like a mustache beard that comes down like a Fu Manchu.
And that's over at the side here.
Yeah, he's in the energy box.
to the right-hand side of the picture, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
Is that the one you communicate with?
That's the one that told me to come out and take the picture right after watching that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, that's interesting. Maybe what it was his red carpet moment after the movie.
Well, Penny, what's your interpretation of what's going on? What do you think is going on with you and this? And what does it all mean?
It means that they already have a relationship with me. And they're waiting for me to get to the point where I don't have any fear, that I'm comfortable. And that's when they'll show themselves in the physical way. But right now, this is the way they've chosen to interact with me. And they know it's best for me right now. You know, each of us have our own psyche and can handle so much, you know, and they already know what you can handle. So that's how I feel about this particular photo.
Wow, that's awesome.
And what a blessing. I mean, truly a blessing.
We should point out for
people.
They
know you have an open mind, Penny. And I think it's like walking up a set of stairs. You're here now and they realize it. And then I think they'll take you up. Is that your interpretation also?
Absolutely. It's a step-by-step process. And time is not relevant in this. It's a matter of when I am ready and when I can handle being able to have that physical relationship. And I don't even know that it's all that important because I already feel connected to them, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah. Okay, you guys talk for a minute. I'll go grab a Sasquatch and I'll be back. I don't know how to get back on the screen, but I'll figure that out.
I want to point out to everybody that these photographs in the book are on color, which is sort of unusual for stuff, but in the Kindle. So let's find one of the orbs that has the color. Because she has these very, very colorful. When we were at your farm there and Desta was filming and I was filming and I had the little black and white ones and Desta had red ones and green ones. And so it shows he's a little more advanced than I am.
Penny, do you know which number the colored orbs is? I'm going to whip down to 161 here. I just wanted to get your thoughts on something.
On the top of my head, I don't even have my book. It's just recently published, so I don't even have a copy of my book yet. Otherwise, I'd take you right to it. But no, I don't.
There's a yellow one,
or gold.
Okay. Oh, I love that golden beam. That's amazing. Yeah. Just hold on.
So you do you have like we sort of put them in categories with the mist and the beams. So I see you got the, we would call the beams, which may be just an orb moving at a high speed. But do you have the mists where these things, it's sort of like a cloud of smoke or dust and then the orb?
I do. And they're also in the book, not as many, maybe just a couple photographs with that. But yes, I do see that.
I like those ones because it shows that they're, you know, people say they're shining a light, but it starts in one place and stops in another place, almost like the Sasquatch prints.
That's a fairy right there. That's a fairy.
Okay, now to the left here, can you see this irregular shaped orb that looks like it's opening up?
Oh yeah,
correct. Beautiful. Yeah.
What's your interpretation of that?
I felt like there was something coming out.
And
I've
got. I don't know if I can put my hands on it. A comparison. When we do that, I mean, it would take us some time to put it together.
Yeah.
But concept of going through and categorizing or similarities, you know.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Wow. Beautiful.
That would be fun. That would be fun to put a PowerPoint presentation together of similarities. Yes, that would be fun.
That's your next book.
Now,
there's the mist there. There's the go up, back up to that one there. That's what I always call the mist or the smoke. Where you can, same thing, you can ask someone, you got these ones with the smoke or the mist? And go, oh yeah, I got those. It's like, people don't realize there's these patterns that appear.
Yeah. Yeah. And now
not just simply dust flying around. There's
yeah. Now I just there was one here I wanted to ask you about. It's number 144 in your book. I'll see if I can go back to it. Sorry, I skimmed by.
There you go, 132, so you're close. There's the mist.
There's some mists.
Yeah, there's the mist.
Now
it's not as granular as yours. Yours is more like smoke.
There's one here, Penny, 144, that is a beam. And you know what struck me about this one, Grant, is it looked so much like the beams that Annetta used to get. Or maybe still does, you know.
Annetta will probably be watching this. She can make a comment, send a comment, and I'll share it.
Yeah. I love this. Can you see this one here to the right-hand side that shows such interesting movement? The big veil behind it.
Yeah, it almost looks like a comet. Like a comet tail on it.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it as a comet. There you go. You described it.
Okay, one more. Let's just see if I can pull this rabbit out.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Is on the back deck, a little bit higher.
Right there. Look at that again.
Yeah, that's right. That's Annetta has a couple like that. And Scotland has one as well.
Tress
has them. And that's interesting. We can maybe highlight that at some point and put them together in a thing, because she has one like with the where the cutoff is in the trees like that, and then Annetta has one. That's kind of weird. What do you make of that, Penny? Any interpretation of what's going on there? You couldn't see anything, I imagine, no?
I did not see it. I saw it. It was a quick flash, so I didn't really know what I got until I reviewed it. And I honestly, it looks like something coming from the sky down. It's just a huge beam.
Yeah. And yet it breaks up, and then it has this sort of a half beam down below, which is half the intensity, and if
look
it
at
were
the yellow.
Light, it should be uniform.
Yeah, and look at the yellow at the base of that.
Yeah.
It's just gorgeous. The blue in it is beautiful.
Maybe that's the original Beam Me Up Scotty beam.
Yeah.
I should just step forward.
These are the kind of ones where it appears like they're really showing off. Like, watch this one.
Yeah, because I was actually back in, I was actually going back inside. So, yeah. Don't go yet. Here's one more.
And you take how many photographs a night?
I take anywhere from 30 to 50 photographs a night and probably get 5 to 6 good ones. If I'm really lucky, you know, because I don't catch every single orb. They're just so quick. I can see them, but I don't always.
Now I just sort of go in.
It'll be, if you're ever in the Winnipeg area and we go up to the orb farm, it'd be interesting to see whether your photos remain the same in terms of what you're getting. Because nobody at the orb farm is getting stuff like this. Everybody's got their unique stuff, and it'd be interesting to see whether that pattern follows you around. And maybe you've tried that already. Whether you get the same stuff no matter where you go, is it you or is it the area? So if you go on your travels and you take a couple of photos, do you still get the same type of stuff?
Yes, you'll see them in the book too. Wherever we go camping, I always take orb photos, and I'm seeing the same type of photo. Of orbs, the singular ones. And yeah, they're there. Then they're in the book as well. But yeah.
When you're with other people, say traveling, and you're doing Sasquatch or whatever, is there anybody else taking orb photographs with you?
Not with me. I tend to go into the woods alone to take photographs.
Okay.
Most people are not getting up from the campfire and walking into the woods at night to take photographs.
But nobody's tried to imitate your stuff, or because usually like Janet, you had a relative that saw what you were doing, and then she went off and started doing the same thing.
Yeah, my two nieces, I had them up here a few years ago, and I showed them all this orb interesting stuff and took pictures with orbs in it, and they went back to their home, which was my original home farm where I grew up, and they're taking fabulous photos. And so, yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder if it's the DNA antenna. I think everybody's got their own signature, but you think about it in a way of, you know, there's cat people and dog people. And so we all have our own, and there's so many different life forms and entities out there. It's maybe whatever you connect with. I don't know. It's quite interesting.
No, I think that it would be interesting when people start getting the book and then they generate that interest and start photographing what they come up with. That's going to be really interesting to me. And having them reach out and say, hey, Penny, I just took a photo of this. It looks like you're number 1111, you know.
Yeah.
That's going to be kind of cool to see that.
Wow.
Because, Grant, do you remember when Joan Dillon from Netherlands was here? She, after one of our interviews, she contacted me. And she's been taking pictures in the Netherlands. And she's got the beautiful blue ones, right, we've seen on interviews. Hers are quite distinct, too. So it's getting everybody started down their own path. And it's, you know, I guess it's just like a garden. Everybody's got their own flowers or, I don't know. It's interesting because Jeff's stuff from Chicago, his is very unique.
Very unique, yeah.
His is very unique, yeah.
And we'll maybe have to have one of those. Were you there when we did the orb storm, Penny?
I was at the tail end of the orb storm. I missed a chunk of it.
We'll have to do that again. That was amazing because that gives the people the impression that you think that's like one or two people taking photographs of dust. Get ready. And it was just like amazing. And I don't know if somebody taped that or whatever, but it was, I don't know how many thousands of photographs of orbs in 1 hour. So, and what we had done was we just set it up so that you would post to the Orbology Facebook site. And it was just like, but the problem was somebody had to tape it because you didn't have time to look at anybody else's photographs because you're madly trying to post your photographs. And I was just like blown away by it.
Oh, yeah. And if you didn't have yours lined up, you could never get in the queue, man. I had mine prearranged. It was like, it was crazy trying to get in the queue. And then, right. And it was so much fun. And it was like we were aiming for the lottery or something. But there's so many thousands of pictures, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting to be a big thing because I pointed out numerous times that in 76 is when I first saw, and we called them ground lights. The word orb wasn't even known at that time. We just called them ground lights, and we were filming them, and we could see them, and we had one really close, so we knew what we were looking at because the first night we came within 50 feet of this thing, and it was sitting along a bridge. So now it's come a long way in terms of, and I think the digital camera is probably, so your photographs are digital. And I think, Janet, you actually had some pre-digital stuff. When you started going back through your old photographs, you actually found some pre-digital.
Yeah, if we could just share a screen just one more minute. There was a couple of things I'll try and show you just real quick. I don't know if we're still here.
Yeah.
Hold on. See if I can get in and out of this with any grace here. Here's the pre. That was a film picture, so you can see the orb there.
Share screen first. Share screen.
Okay, I gotta do that again. Hold on.
And well, if anybody that's watching, you can give one of us advice. Well, how do people contact you, Penny, if they want to get a hold of you for showing photographs? Somebody should give us some advice on how to do the share screen thing on Zoom. It seems to have changed since I first started using it.
Yeah, it has changed.
Through MUFONPAK, MUFONPAK @gmail.com.
Oh, so you're a member of MUFON?
I'm a field investigator, I'm a section state director, and I'm also part of the experiencer resource team.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's running that now?
It's still McDonald. This is last name. His first name is is still running it. He's been the
Sorry, gang. I can't get in and out here. It's not letting me do it.
It says since you started sharing, but it has there's nothing coming up. So we can sort of see you're there, but okay. Unshare and then show us your Sasquatch.
Okay.
And you have all different sizes of Sasquatches, right?
Yeah, I'll show you the little one. He's hanging right here.
Okay. He's hanging here. I think Desta bought a bunch of Sasquatches. There's one Sasquatch when she was there. And you got owls and you got all the symbols of
this UFO. Is the little guy. You can see right there.
Okay.
The tournament size.
There you go. Yeah.
And then I do them about 9 inches tall and they're mounted in the local Tyndall stone. And then I've got one out in the yard that's about 8 feet tall and 4 feet wide, the same. And so he's sitting out in the lawn, and I've got a bear cutout standing in front of him, and he's walking him on a leash, so people get a kick out of that. The Sasquatch walking the bear
that's
on the
awesome.
Leash. So.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Is that metal? Is that a type of metal?
Yeah, Janet? I do metal artwork. Yeah,
metal artwork.
So
that's cool.
She has the orb one. Are you so able
somewhere
to
somewhere along the line?
Are you able to move your? Are you able to move your computer to see the orb to show Penny the orb thing you did with the? Probably not.
Let me try and see. Yeah. Well.
Not. Yeah, she did metal art on orb. She's been an orb.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'd like to see that. That would be great.
So let's get people to contact you. And you got another book planned? Oh, here we are.
I do. I'm working on another book with having to do with the Sasquatch people and my relationship with them, which I've shared a little bit with.
You have to talk, Janet, so your screen will come up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. There keep talking. So your screen there's the orb, the orb on the wall.
Okay, there you go. That's my orb piece. There you go.
It's quite an entertaining place. You have art. Are you artistic as well, Penny?
I do. I did this behind me. I have a painting up above. I do a lot of painting. I paint on a lot of different rocks. I definitely like drawing and painting are probably my favorites.
Yeah, that seems to be
that goes to the right brain, eh, Grant?
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, it seems to be the pattern that you can start to predict stuff. Are you artistic? And of course, the artistic people can shut down the left brain, whereas the rest of us are trying to analyze what's going on. And so you get that pattern, and then you get the pattern of the mists and stuff, and the beams and stuff, and you start to realize. There's a message in this, and it's important to have people like you who are able to get in the field, because I can't really get in the field. And so to go, that's the whole idea. I did an interview last night where I'm trying to express the fact that if you want to know what the intelligence is doing, you got to deal with the people, the artistic people who are right brain, female brain, people who are in the field, who are interacting with the intelligence. How else are you going to learn what's going on? Because you have a name of a person and you have this contact with the intelligence, and people can learn by reading your book and by hearing your story that this is not something you and I make up. It's something that's very important, and people have got to wake up and realize who they need to listen to instead of relying on science to give it to us or the government to give it to us. There's people like you are walking around who have these incredibly interesting stories, but they're all coming sort of symbolic, all through right brain. So it's not direct. They're not landing and giving you a little lecture, a verbal lecture. It's all little symbols and stuff that they're using. That's all, again, is going to be female right brain.
Yeah. And I think some of that is, do you remember in the olden days in school, and you know, you had to do your math computations and you couldn't just put the answer down, you had to show your work?
Yeah.
You know, and I think this is the work we all have to do to touch, to find our way on this. It we're doing our work, and it's joyful.
Yeah.
And it's on your own. As much as we talk about it and all that, you still have to have the courage to follow your hunches, right? Because I'm like you, Penny. It's just like, I think I'm getting ready to go to bed for the night, and Miles will say, "You're going outside to shoot orbs now?" And it's just like, yeah. I was going to have a soak in the tub, but no.
Yep. Yep. It's an intuition. It's definitely, it's spiritual. It's consciousness. It's
yeah.
opening our minds and our hearts.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's all very interesting. It's just nice to talk to other people that are making their own discoveries, right?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So Penny, give us the name of the book again. How many photographs are in the book, and what the sort of the general take that people will get if they go through the book? What should they learn, and what should they discover about what's important about orbs?
All right. The book's title is Orbs, the Energy of Life, written by me, Penny Rummel, not Coons, even though it comes up there. Penny Rummel, my maiden name. And there's over 170 photos in the book. What the reader will take away is that anyone can photograph. You don't need expensive equipment. And I'll show you how. And I'll also talk a little bit about how to set the right intention, because intention's a part of that when you go out there, and also protection. I'm a firm believer that it's important to be protected when you go out, and being able to be surrounded by white light. You also are going to get just a kind of a feel about who I am as a person, and how this all started for me.
This is your first book?
This is my first book. Correct.
There you go. Well, congratulations. And you get going. It's almost like that I say with the experiencer people, where when it first happens to them, we had in a group that Janet and I no longer meets in person, but it used to meet in person. And I started calling it Experiencers Anonymous. And it was sort of like Alcoholics Anonymous, where you could come there, you could sit in the back of the room and not say anything for 2 years. Listen to all these crazy people. I'm not like these crazy people. And then someone tells their story and they go, yeah, I'm like these people. And then they start talking. And then what happens is, it's like writing your first book. Once you write your first book and you out yourself, then you suddenly become the Messiah, and you start writing books and you can't stop. So we're looking forward to your second book. And thank you for pointing out the Sasquatch connection, which is in a new book that I'm will eventually release, but it looks at all the crossovers that people think that there's just Sasquatches, that's a single phenomenon, there's orbs, that's a single phenomenon, there's UFOs. And what I try to show in this book, that it's all the same thing, that you're going to see orbs and Sasquatches and UFOs as you have, like you've got all three at the same time, and it's all the same thing. We got to quit parsing this stuff. We got to realize that the world doesn't work the way we think it does, because what we want to do is we want to divide things into little objects, inanimate objects that don't mean anything. And nouns, and it's not a noun, it's a verb. It's all one thing. It's alive, it's conscious, and it's all connected. And people got to realize that. And so you pointed out in terms of yours that you have the orbs, you have the UFOs, and you have the Sasquatch, and you're the person who's making the contact and putting out the message, which is what you're supposed to do. Like a lot of people will sit there and I'll say, have you written this down? And they'll say no. And I'll say, well, for the sake of your children who may think you're crazy, When you die, you put that little one book on the shelf, and they look and they go, oh, she wrote it down. And then they'll read it when the time comes. You've got to record, because if you realize you're in this very important world of the Super Bowl or whatever, the World Cup or whatever you want to call it, and you're playing in the game, and you've got to record the fact that you were there, because, you know, 500 years from now, people will think we lived at the time of Jesus, that these people are so lucky that they first discovered this stuff. And the onus is on us to put out, because we came here to do this. Do you think that is true, that you probably had some sort of soul contract that this was, you were going to have this encounter, and they want you to do it?
Absolutely. I believe that everything happens with purpose, that everything that has happened in my life was meant to happen in my life, to include this phenomenon, to include the UFO, to include Sasquatch people and the orbs. Absolutely. 100%. Sure. There was a contract. Yep.
So if we're down there, I'm going to be in Seattle in September. If we're down there, or if you're up in Manitoba, we'll have a shooting competition and we'll see who comes up with what. We even do Janet is always a great host. Sometimes she'll take the whole group and people will come, and she has a beautiful place with a big glass sunroom, and people will eat and then tell stories. And then when it gets dark, they go out and take photos. And then Miles will have a giant screen. He has the size of a wall, and then everybody takes their little memory card out of their and then they stick it in, and Miles shows the photos and everybody compares the photographs, who got the best photographs. So it's quite a thing that's starting to pick up.
That would be fun. That would be a lot of fun. Love that.
Beautiful. Absolutely. Any closing comments, Janet?
And, you know, just sharing the stories. No, I just it's just lovely to get to know you, Penny, and I think it will be fun to let's start working on a few pictures back and forth and comparison pictures, because you know, like Grant said, we should all write this down, and I'm still dragging my feet. I'm just starting to sort my pictures a little bit more, and this will give me a little poke to get on with it, because you know, life happens. Mm-hmm. And we
well, at least now you have a situation where Penny can show you how to set up the book, because it's actually, again, it's pretty easy once you know how to set it up. And
it, you can sort of help me coach. Question, Grant, do we know what happened with the Orbology group? I haven't seen it come up. And Penny, you kind of asked that, and I'm not sure who's hosting it. Any thoughts?
It doesn't come up. What do you mean by that? I haven't been on it for a while.
I haven't either, but the last post I saw was April of 4th. Did you say, Penny, that you weren't able to find it, or?
Absolutely. I was going to post.
You had a question about it.
Yeah, I was going to post the other night and I could not find it. I couldn't pull it up.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Because I didn't.
I don't know.
We may have to do another one then. If it doesn't, then we will have to do something, because that was a place where people could sort of gather and show photographs and stuff like that. But I'm not sure. I'll check and see if I can find it and see what happened.
See if there's something going on with it or not. I don't know. I don't know much about these things.
Well, you know, maybe the admin can help. The admin for that particular page might be able to help.
Yeah. Anyways, that would it's be been neat. A pleasure.
That's how much help.
Grant, for...
I think I started with Nicole. I think Nicole was part of it. But we need a new administrator. Maybe that's what we need.
Send out an
SOS, administrator needed for
SOS somewhere. For the invitation, Grant. Lovely chatting with you, Penny. And I'm sure we will let's do some work back and forth on this and you know, do some comparison. Absolutely. And sharing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Grant. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on the show and to share the orbs with you and Janet and the audience. Thank you so much.
Okay. Very much. It'll be on Desta. I'll contact Desta. We'll put it on the YouTube channel and we'll do the audio part on the my podcast. So we'll go from there, and hopefully I can get you on a few more shows. Have you done Spaced Out Radio yet? No?
No, I haven't done Spaced Out Radio. I just did the Cosmic Oracle with Barbara Jean. I just did that one, and I have four more lined up for this month.
Good. So you're busy. Yeah. That's good.
That's
what you need.
Excellent. Excellent, Penny. Good for you.
Okay.
Well, it's the way to share is to get it out on the internet and connect with the many podcasters out there. So it does take a little time, but it's well worth it. And it's much appreciated too.
And hopefully the Sasquatch people around, because there's lots of groups and people that are doing it, that they get out there and start taking photos, because there's a guy out of Toronto that we did, a Sasquatch hunter, who had a bunch of photographs as well. He'd sort of realized this was going on. So hopefully it spreads, and we'll have lots and lots of stuff that we can learn in the future as to what this is, what it means, what the messages are. And thank you for being one of the pioneers of this. And thank you for putting out the book. And thanks for sharing with me so that we could share it with the people that follow me.
You're so welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you,
Penny. Thank you, Janet. We will catch you sometime down the road at your beautiful orb farm.
Yep, we'll figure something out for this spring.
Good.
See if we can get there before the mosquitoes.
Yeah, okay.
Take care.
Good night.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
That's this week's episode of the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. I'm your host, Grant Cameron, hoping that you will join me for upcoming episodes. Links to my YouTube interviews, books, and my Facebook sites are in the show notes. If you love the podcast or learn something valuable, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, or give a review on today's episode. If you would like a certain paranormal subject dealt with in the future, please let us know. Until next time, watch this space, and thank you so much for listening.